Well, number one, I can start with myself with the turnover. The one turnover, obviously, it cost us 7 points, put us in a deficit on the road, something that you don't want to be in. So it starts there. And just the details. Obviously, we performed at a high level. We were pretty much efficient all phases of the game, but you have to look at things on film and make sure that you can pull. There's always something you can pull out to perform and enhance your performance.
How difficult, I mean, it turned out not to be difficult apparently, but how difficult is it to overcome an episode like that on the road when everybody's kind of winning?
Well, it can be difficult. This week, with the mindset of our ball club, and I think going forward, our mindset is one that, man, it's hard to be matched. And what I mean by that, with the deficit, with the fumble, with the kickoff return, you know, they had a couple big plays. The mindset of our team never wavered at all. You know, it was, you know, we get another opportunity to go on the field and put points up on the board. And, you know, we had that mindset that we were going to score every time we touched the ball.
That play surfaced on there, has been criticized over the years. What's your take on that play surface?
Should I criticize it even more, or? No, it's rough. It's probably one of the worst, probably the worst in the league. But at the same time, you have to go out before the game, pregame, and kind of get a feel of what you're working with, what you're dealing with, get your footing, because that's going to play a huge role in the game. But you can't allow that to affect the way you play. The grass, the surface, how hard it is, how soft it is, what have you, it really plays only so much into the game if you allow it to.
Greg, did you watch the game yesterday, and do you think that maybe affected the Seattle guys? Did you see anything?
I did watch the game. I know it affected those guys on a couple routes that I saw. A couple guys slipped, but I mean that's going to happen regardless of what field you're on. If you're in that type of climate, you have to be mindful of your footing and your body lean and things like that. So I mean, it's their field is not the best. Their players know that. But it is what it is, and you know we have to go down there and play a great game and against a good team.
As a Midwestern kid, when did you first sort of become aware of the intensity of the Green Bay Chicago rivalry? And is there any game either as a player or before you got here that stands out in your mind?
Honestly, I didn't become aware of it until I got here. I could care less for the Bears and. Should I say the Packers too? But I really didn't watch either the Packers or the Bears. I was a Barry Sanders follower, so whatever Barry did, I knew everything he did. But once I got here, I started to understand how in-depth the rivalry was and how important it was to not only the players, the organization, but to the fans.
Greg, what are the advantages or disadvantages of playing a team for the third time in one season?
Well, there are advantages and disadvantages, as you mentioned. But the number one thing, I will go with the disadvantages first. There are tons of disadvantages, just basically because they know you inside and out. You know them inside and out. But at the same time, you can flip that, and that's an advantage at the same time. Obviously, we know those guys. They know us. There's nothing that they're going to do different that we're going to be like, oh, my gosh, where did that come from? You know, and there's nothing that we're going to do that's going to say, wow, we didn't prepare for that. They know what we are. They know how we operate. And we know who they are. We know how they operate. Obviously, we've played them twice already. Two close games. Two games that could have gone either way. And here we are again. When it really counts this time. Well, it really counted the last time we played too.
What's your takeaway from those two games?
Say it again.
What's your takeaway from the two games you played against the Bears?
Well, number one, you know you're going against a fast defense, a defense that can make plays. They thrive off of turnovers, and if we can take control and keep their defense on the field and keep their offense off the field, but at the same time, be mindful of the ball security phase, then we have a great shot of winning the ball game. But knowing what type of defense they are, what type of team they are, they thrive off big plays on in special teams as well as off turnovers. And if we don't allow them more opportunities on offense to get by giving them turnovers and having ball security issues, then we should be okay. I would have to say yes. They do a great job of flowing to the ball. Obviously, a lot of those guys, veteran guys, savvy guys, so they know what it takes to get wins, and that's why they're in the position they're in as well. Obviously, what they bring to the table defensively is pretty much the ground and the foundation of their team.
What did you learn from your experience in the NFC title game the last time you were in it 3 years ago?
Not to walk away the way I felt the last time. That's number one. That was a bitter taste. I remember sitting in my locker room for about 15, 20 minutes after everybody left. And then, I mean, not having taken off any equipment. It was a unfamiliar feeling. But at the same time, it was a sense of, boy, we got here and we let one slip away. And that's one thing that you have to take with you. The feeling that you had or that we had coming off that field at home and seeing another team celebrate on our field, on our turf. Obviously, you know, the window of opportunity is not always open. And it doesn't come each and every season. Obviously, it's been 3 years since we've been in this position, and we're fortunate to be in this position, and we're going to try to make the best of it.
I really liked playing in the dome because you could use all of your plays, but now when you're down there, it's just cold and miserable. Does Rodgers have to adjust any of his throws in the wind, and likewise, do you have to adjust any of your routes, or can he cut through the wind with his passes?
Well, we all have to adjust. Playing outside, playing inside is totally different. Obviously, we all know that, but when you're down there off that lake and that wind gets to working like it typically does, it can change the way the ball is coming in flight. Aaron throws a phenomenal ball already, but at the same time, when you're playing in those environments with those weather conditions, potential weather conditions, you have to focus in, and the ball might dip on you a little bit, but it's like I said, if you can overcome that aspect of it, the field, the weather, the elements, it's a mental game, and that's how we're going to win this game.
I don't know if you can put a percentage on it, but I guess how often do they use the cover two, and how often do they show you cover two but then shift into something else?
Well, typically, later on in the season, and I remember last year when we played down there, they went more single high, three deep zone, and I think it has a lot to do with the elements, the conditions of their field, and them knowing their environment, and knowing that, you know, a team is not going to be able to just run up and down the field and run all kinds of routes and do those type of things on that field as we would if we were here or inside in the dome. So they kind of throw a different look at you every now and then, but you know, we know what to expect with them. They know what to expect with us, so there won't be any hidden secrets or anything like that.
Greg, what does it feel like to be the favorite instead of the underdog this time?
I couldn't tell you because I didn't know we were the favorite. It really doesn't matter whether we're the favorite or the underdog. We know we're going into a hostile environment. We didn't get it done the last time we played up there. We know we're going against a great opponent, a division opponent, and it's going to take a full-out 60-minute effort from our ball club to get it done.
You mentioned yesterday basically locked on to Mike Williams, regardless which side of the field you lined up on. And I think he was on you a lot in a few weeks ago. Do you sort of anticipate that you may see the same sort of, shadow this time?
No.
You know, you think they'll just play straight up like they did?
Yeah. No. No. No.
You don't want to answer, or you don't?
No, I don't think they're going to do that. No.
Going back to rivalries, can you explain how players view rivalries? I mean, the fans are obviously Bears, Packers. I mean, Brooklyn, Michigan, you talked about following Barry Sanders. I mean, How do you feel about the Bears, and how do you feel about the rivalry?
How I feel about the Bears, I'm friends with a lot of those guys on their team, and that's pretty much in the off season. You know, we talk before the game, and depending on the outcome of the game, after the game. But you know, once that ball is kicked off, there are no friends out there. You know, you may laugh and chuckle with your own teammates about something that another guy is doing, but when you're on that field, the rivalry is full effect. And I think coming here, seeing the fans, how they react to the Bears and the Vikings and things like that, it's probably more of a rivalry for the fans than it is for the players. And they really get us revved up and ready to go each time we play these teams.
Greg, the Bears are known for their defense, and they always have been. You get to practice against the Packers defense. What is it like, you think, to play against the Packers defense?
It's tough. Those guys, they really fly around. Obviously, with the kind of guys we have in the secondary, they're able to make plays with the ball in the air. And we the thing about playing against our guys, we get a different variation of looks. We get the man, we get the zone. They can press, so we get to work on bump coverage quite often. And then when they're in zone, we get to work on off coverage. So, I mean, they throw a lot of things at us that we're going to see from opponents, and some things that we're not going to see. They work well on preparing us, and we try to do the same to reciprocate that.